you know, that's a good feeling when you get the win. But trust me, I'd rather put up 40 and hold them to zero. That's the way I would like it to be, but that's not the way this league is. And, you know, you play a team like this with all these good players, I mean, anything can happen.
Our defense keeps keeping people out of the end zone. You know, we got to find ways offensively to get more points than the other team. And we did that today. You know, it wasn't pretty all the time, but, you know, we didn't expect it to be pretty. You know, we can play better, but they played a good game, and they're not a bad football team. People look at records, but that's not what you look at in this league. If they don't turn the ball over, that changes the whole dynamic of their season, and they didn't today, so it was good for us to scrap it out.
We're not worried about, you know, the games ahead. You know, we're worried about, you know, the task at hand right now. And we were able to hold on and win the game today, you know, against a good Kansas City football team. We got a good Tampa Bay football team coming this week, and we're going to have to try to do the same, you know, against their, you know, their powered offense and their good defense too.
That's the thing, you know, just keep applying the pressure. Send 5 when we have to, 4 when we have to. You know, it's really just stopping that run. If you can eliminate their run game, it makes them one-dimensional. And, you know, we'd rather put the weight on their passing game, which hasn't been that great this year.
Absolutely. Guys did a good job on defense, just kind of going on, you know, inside guys playing stout. You know, they get a couple few plays on us, but, you know, we didn't give up a touchdown. They got a couple of field goals. But we did a good job overall.
Well, I'm always excited for the games. Even when I was inactive, I was still excited to see my boys go out there and play, even though I wasn't out there. So just the difference today was just going out there and trying to make plays and do the things I have to do to try to help this team win.
Oh, yeah. It was only fitting that he come back this week and start playing like he did. I'm happy for him because I know he works hard. He kept working hard while he was inactive. You know, that's what I expect from him.
You know, the first couple of plays, I was kind of iffy with things, you know, and just trying to feel it out. And then when the game got along and the O-line was doing a good job up front blocking, it was easy from there.
You know, every team has good players, and the Chiefs are no different. The Chiefs have a very good defense with good athletes and good players. I mean, I think I said earlier in the week, you know, if they're winning some games, maybe turn the ball over a little less, they got 4, 5, 6 guys on their defense that could be considered for the Pro Bowl. I mean, they have good players. So you got to come in here and, you know, you bring good players yourself and find ways to win, and we did it. So that was good.
Jamal Charles, you know, I don't think there's no mistake, you know, how talented he is. You know, if he's able to crease the edge, you know, on any given play, he could take it the distance. And, you know, we knew that coming to this game. You know, I feel like we played, you know, all right, but all right won't cut it, you know, down the road. So, you know, we're just going to keep on playing Bronco football and keep taking it one day at a time, you know. 25, you know, he had a great game today. You know, we're going to look at the film, you know, get back on it tomorrow and prepare for a good Tampa Bay team.